Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Thirsty Thursdays. This is your host, the Dream Teacher, and as all of you know, we are here to bring some light into the world and hopefully change and create, help others create new lives and new opportunities. I'm feeling tonight is a very relaxed night. Just a night, I feel it's been a very intense past week. There's been a lot of movement going around and quite some significant events happening. So I think what we're going to do is play a little song just to kind of set the mood and bring us and resonate us to another level. So enjoy.
Finally, my destiny came.
that it's a good song, Finally by Fergie. I feel it's really nice. And it's been resonating with me well. I just like the way she puts soul into it. I like very soulful things, so I would say that would be one of them. Well, thank you all for coming. Again, hopefully we're all feeling a little together and on the same page. Now, up to the topic at hand for tonight. What has sound but doesn't? What helps create love and hate? What helps humans survive but kills just as many? And my answer is communication. That is tonight's topic, communication. And communication is a very interesting thing for me. I finally figured out that I'm going to go into the field of communication, since I am pretty good with interacting with others, I would think, and very much a people pleaser. So I think that would be a great avenue for me to go. I don't know. Who knows? I'm going to run with it and see what happens. I mean, here I am doing the show, so just waiting for the next strike. A little bit about, I want to share some experiences I had with communication. This week, I experienced quite an intense form of communication, and it was a gift that not many others actually get, and I was able to communicate with somebody on the same brainwave, and we were able to literally just hear what each other were thinking. It's just like, you know. It's a really weird feeling. I don't know if any of you felt it, but it's quite powerful and definitely changed my like whole perspective about being able to interact with others. I thought it was, oh my gosh, like just so surreal, which it very well might have been, judging on the influences, but it's still some sort of human experience and somebody has experienced it. It can't be ignored. And I think that it has opened up a whole new spectrum, a whole new horizon. It's just that it was like being told that you could do something and your ego is removed and you feel like there's just no walls up. And it's a really good feeling, I think. A lot of people should definitely experience this. I think that a lot now, if we were able to communicate the way I did with another, I don't know if, oh my goodness, I don't know if, like, I cannot believe the amount of trouble it would cause, but yet so much easier. Like, if we were able to be able to just read each other, I think that a lot of confusion would dissipate, because a lot of communication gets lost within, you know, our language and within texting and all that other, like, people just don't know how to communicate properly, which creates, like, a bunch of drama, and I think that's what I strive for, is good and open communication. Everybody needs to be openly positive and communicate just positively with others. I think that that's what definitely connects us together. But there's also more than that. It's more than just, you know what? Here we go. It's 11:10, and I think I know what my wish is going to be. So think about your wish, and again, remember 11:11. We all think of a wish, and think of it, and if you want, you can call in and talk about your wish. Say it in the chat room. I'm sure others would love to talk about it, whatever you like. But we're all going to be wishing at 11:11. And consciously together, as we wish together, we will be creating an even powerful surge to push these wishes into full effect. So hopefully you have something in mind. And I know that I certainly do, especially with the topic tonight. I feel like I don't know if I should tell you it or not. Oh, man. Does everybody else tell anybody else their wishes? I don't know. Sometimes I don't, sometimes I do. Most of the time, if it's true, I don't. So happy wishing, everybody. I love you all. Oh man, I feel like that was one of the longest wishes ever. Well, hopefully, we are all resonating and pushing those wishes into effect. And I am hoping that yours definitely comes true. So, anyways, back to the topic, communication. Now, it's very funny that we're talking about this because here we are doing that exact thing, communicating. We're communicating different thoughts and different situations and experiences that all reside within our brain. So I think that's the big thing about storytelling and everything. And that's why tonight we're going to be doing readings for everybody, whoever wants to call in and, you know, raise their hand, press 1, and we'll be glad to take your reading. Oh my goodness, that is a quick one. Woo! We already have a caller. So let's see. We're going to go to area code 440 and 622. See if we can get you through. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello. Oh. Hang on one second. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Tiffany, darling. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Just doing the show over here. Entertaining as usual.
Hi, Brandon.
Brittany says hi.
Hi, Brittany. How are you?
Good.
That's good. What are you guys up to?
Sitting in a room, and I'm like, I gotta call at 11.
Perfect timing. I just started the readings. Would you like a reading tonight?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Sorry, I had a text.
Oh, okay. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to shuffle the cards, okay? What I need you to just do you want a reading for today, like the next 24 hours, or the next 3 days?
Next 3 days.
Next 3 days. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm shuffling the cards right now. With you, Trin.
Can you do Brittany when we're done?
Yeah, I can do it, but you just have to put her on the phone.
Okay.
All right. So now what I would need you to do is I'm shuffling the cards for you, and I need you to count in increments from 1 to 9. And every time you say a number, I'm going to pull a card for you, okay?
Okay. Like
so whenever you're ready, yeah, whenever you're ready, just start counting from 1 to 9.
Okay. 1. Two,
three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9.
All
right. Woo! What a shuffle. All right, here we go. First card is the key, the house, the clouds, the garden, the lily, the envelope, the stork, the man, and the mountain. Interesting.
And the
very. And the mountain.
Oh, man. That's such a good
thing. So, what this is telling me is you figure something out. You figure something out, something that has to do around your house or your home life, and you are thinking about it. I think you're thinking about it for a little bit now. It's been taking up a little bit of cloudiness, I guess you could say. Also, there's new, like the place that you always kick it at, there's new kind of like a formal offer, some kind of, it reminds you of business or something, but you're going to receive some kind of note about this, something with your work, maybe work friends, some kind of
kick it with my people I work with,
so. Also, now the last row is the stork, the man, and the mountain. Now you're going to get some man, some kind of foreign guy. He's from abroad. He's not from around here. And something is getting stirred up with him. Like, matters are moving on. Something that's been delayed is going to be moving on.
Wait, what?
Something that has, like, been delayed and put on hold is going to be put into motion. You know what I'm saying? Is there some kind of man? Is there some kind of man in your life that's significant and, like, he's not from around where you are?
Kind of.
Does he have anything to do with work?
Does it have to do with work?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, it's quite interesting. But you did figure stuff out, which is really good. Because you have the key in the first row. And something about your house. Maybe it looks like there's a house. It seems like there's a house to kick it. You know what I mean? There's some kind of house that... I'm not sure. Things are looking pretty good, though. You're going to get some news. And it definitely looks good. Some kind of proposal of some sort. So make sure that you are open and receptive to all the new invitations coming your way.
For sure. Hey, you want to do Brittany?
Alright, I can do that. Go ahead and put her on.
Hello.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Alright. Hang on one second. I'm going to be shuffling the cards here. Alright. And what I need you to do is count. Now, do you want a reading for the next 24 hours or the next 3 days? Okay.
24 hours.
Now what we're going to do is a 7-card reading. And what I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 7. And every number that you say, I'm going to pick a card, okay?
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, just go ahead and start counting from 1. All
right. 1. 2. 3.
4. 5. 6, 7.
Alrighty.
Tiffany keeps hitting me.
Lay them out. Tiffany, no. Alright, the first card is the child, the ship, the road, the heart, the garden, the tower, and the house. This is interesting. Now, is there, I have to ask, is there any sort of kid that is predominant or significant in your life?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
My man is trying to get me pregnant.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
okay.
You're really
okay.
Scaring me.
I can see that. Now, there's some, I feel that some kind of, okay, you have to travel. There's some traveling going on.
He's going to the Navy.
Hours.
Oh, my God, you're freaking me.
Okay, and there's some sort, there's a change of path, there's a change of direction going on with the love. There's some sort of change.
Okay.
And it's about the place where you are able to meet publicly and freely. It seems like it's something that's from the past, maybe. Or maybe.
Oh my God, Brandon, stop! This is so weird. Okay, keep going, don't stop.
Okay, and something about, like, some kind of home environment, some kind of homey environment that's from your past. But it's very comfortable, and, like, it reminds you just of that love, and now things change a little bit. And, like I said, there's movement, but it's really good. It's like a childlike state of bliss.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
That's, like, your next 24 hours.
Yeah, we're going to Akron tomorrow to get him, and he gets to come out of the halfway house. Like, this is crazy.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And like, I can see it.
And he asked me to marry him. That's changed. And we've been
off and on
for 4 years. That's the past.
Oh, my God.
He wants to get me pregnant. This is crazy. Brandon.
Oh, my goodness.
My God. You just, like, read me my life right now.
I can actually do... I can do a full main layout, which shows, like, a whole big chunky, like, a year almost, I think. Those are really fun, but then it takes a long time to do.
Well, what's the ship thing? Because he's going to the Navy, too. Like, that's crazy.
The ship thing? The ship is suggestive of travel. Yeah. And just lots of movement. So definitely.
Crazy.
And then if the ship is right next to the road. I totally think that's just, like, the open road. And, like,
yeah.
a new thing, you know? Because, like,
yeah.
the road usually
yeah.
suggests, like, new paths, you know, and new, like, ways of doing things and taking opportunities. And so I think that's definitely significant, especially if he's coming back, you know?
Yeah.
Which
oh
is going to be pretty
thank
cool.
Thank you, Brandon. He's made me happy.
You're so welcome, hon. That's totally my job.
All right. Here's Tiff.
All right, hon. Have a good night.
You too.
Thanks. Hello, darling.
Hello.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
So, did you hear about the topic earlier?
No. I just missed it.
We're talking about communication.
Oh.
And, yeah, and how, like, it's very important. What I wrote about it, it was the little teaser. I said, let's see. What?
You said what?
Oh, it's totally gone. Hang on, I gotta find it again. What has sound, but doesn't? What helps create love and hate? What helps humans survive, but kills just as many? And communication is the answer.
Very true.
It's a very oxymoronic, it's very contradicting. I think those are some of the most awesome concepts.
Yeah. That's very true. You can't love someone without fucking...
What?
You can't, like... I don't know. Let's see what I was going to say. Damn. I had it. It was so good. Damn.
Alright, hon. Well, I'm going to let other people get through if they like. Alright. But thank you for calling in. I'll just disconnect you, and then you can still listen.
Oh, wow. You're disconnecting. I was kidding. Cool.
All right, hon. I'll probably call you a little bit later.
All right,
hon.
Bye.
Bye. All righty. That was fun. Thank you, Tiffany and Brittany, for calling in. Glad I could help out, definitely. So, again, if you want to get a reading, just call in. And I would love to give you a reading. It's very simple, as you heard. Oh. Ask the questions again. Oh, okay. I can do that. But first, let's see. We have a caller. Area code 330 and 620. We're going to put you through. Hello, caller. Nope, nobody there yet. There we go. Hello.
Hey, Brandon. What's going on?
Not much. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I heard Tiff and... what's the other friend?
Brittany.
Brittany, that's right.
Yeah.
Your two friends over on Fir Hill, right?
No, that's not them. They actually live out by me, but they're going out to Akron tomorrow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
I missed the beginning of the program, but when I figured out you were talking about communication, it's a subject that I'm actually kind of an expert in.
Well, this is very true. I would have to admit that. I mean, well, I got funny. A reading.
You got a
reading. Another one. And I asked about my career, and they told me that communication is around me a lot in human interaction. They told me to look into doing radio and acting, and I'm like, well, I already got one of those, so I'm going to keep going.
I'm not sure if I see you as a stage actor quite yet, but...
Not yet. I need to get a little more dramatic in my years to come.
It would be weird to actually seek out drama, but I guess in this case, you can make an allowance.
Well, I don't want to seek it out. I just want to play the role, you know?
and leave it on the stage?
Oh, that's a good one.
How about
that? That would be quite interesting. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just shut down. Hang on 1 second. Are you still there?
Okay.
I totally closed my switchboard down. Oopsies. I need to stop messing around with that. Okay. Just want to make sure everybody's still here. Now, would you like a reading tonight?
Well, I have never had one of those before.
Oh, interesting. Well, I have a set of fortune cards here that I've used for quite a little bit, and I help people kind of see what's going on, maybe a little subconscious prediction for their next day or next few days. So
mm-hmm.
If you're interested, I would love to give you a reading.
Well, I mean, if there's anyone who's going to do it, it would be you to be the first one, so.
All right. Sounds good. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to shuffle the cards now. And as I'm shuffling, what I want you to do is count. Now, do you want a reading for the next, like, 24 hours or, like, the next 3 days or so?
Let's go with the 3 day plus.
3 day plus. All right.
Only because I'm be sure I know what's going to happen in the next 24 hours.
All right. So what I'm going to do, I need you to count in increments from 1 to 9. Okay. And every time you say a number, I'm going to pick a card for you. So whenever you're ready,
okay.
Go ahead and start counting in 1.
All righty. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
All right. Perfect. Now here we go. We're going to see what your little layout is. First card is flowers, the book, the ring, the sun, the stork, the fox, the rider, the cross, and the anchor. Now, the first thing I see is movement. I see some movement going on. That's
mm-hmm.
I think that's a big thing going on with you. It's good movement. It's something that's definitely been resonating well with you and surrounding you, as that's what the sun represents. But
okay.
I also feel that it could be with people, some kind of relationships around you that I think somebody's acting sort of sly, if you will, or cunning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's somebody that you are kind of close to and maybe seems really secure, I feel. Could be something like that. Let me go to the first row up here. Now, the flowers, the book, and the ring. Things are definitely turning out good. There was some sort of situation that it wasn't doing well, but now it's finally flowering and, you know, coming into fruition. But there's still things to be disclosed. And I think you're going to learn this from friends and being around other people.
Okay.
The book tells me that there's things that still need to be looked into. Okay. Now,
okay.
Go to the middle row, the sun, the stork, and the fox. Now, the sun is very positive, obviously. So
mm-hmm.
these positive flowering events are moving things along. But, you know, it also could be that it's asking you to be a little cunning and, you know, not reveal everything. And
well, I'm normally the clever one.
Yeah, this is very true. And let's see, the last row, we have the rider, the cross, and the anchor. Now, there's some sort of news coming your way. So the writer suggests, like, always a knight in shining armor kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that it's, like, almost a sign from God that things are secure and in their right place. It's just almost like an affirmation, if you will. that, okay, you know what, that is right, and that's, like, that's how things are falling in. You know what I mean? You know, those happen, like, all the time, and especially when we need them most. So that seems...
It's good to get affirmation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's nice to know that you're doing the right thing. I definitely feel you on that.
Yeah.
What's
that was an interesting.
Well, with you?
Oh sure. Well, it was all fairly positive. I don't see how it couldn't. So yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, we like to stay positive here. So.
Oh, I see. Even if you someone pulls out 9 bum cards, you still gotta make it sound somewhat positive, right?
Well, I mean,
I see a flat tire coming, but you're gonna meet someone really cute, you know.
I wish they were that detailed, right? That would probably be so many cards, I couldn't even handle it.
No, I'm sure. You can really explode your listenership there. It's like Good Luck Chuck, only on the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but
so,
my comment, I was going to make a comment about communication in general.
Oh, sure, go ahead.
And that's basically what I find most interesting about it. Is that talking is the easiest thing for anyone to do, regardless of your education or your background or your upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we do not do it. We don't
not
confront
enough.
Each other. We don't.
No.
We don't say what needs to be said. Rather, we spend so much resource and time going around the subject, and often causing much greater drama than needed to be, if people were just honest with themselves and went straight through.
Oh, very true.
It's almost like, you know, of course, we would never have any sitcom stories anymore. Because every one of those shows, it starts off with a problem that could have been avoided if someone just said what the issue was.
Exactly. There's just a lot of unneeded information going on, you know, and just unfortunate, you know, time delays. And like I said, with this whole texting thing, there's nothing better than face-to-face if you really want to get to know something than
right.
that. Just moment contact with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely best route to go. I would have to agree.
And the other thing, too, is
okay.
even when you do chatting or texting, it's like when people, you can't very well tell tone of voice that way,
mm-hmm.
but yet people still will read a sentence and then they'll assume that someone meant the worst part of what that could have meant, rather
Easy.
Than asking. And then that causes way much unneeded drama, too, right there.
Yeah, exactly. Because then both people don't feel like it's their fault. Just because, you know, it's like, oh, your fault, you should have did this, but oh, your fault, you should have said that. And, like, since you can't tell intonation, which is a big part, especially of our language, let alone pretty much everybody else's, then that's where, you know, it all gets lost, right there. It's not like texting, wars start, Facebook fights, and all that. Fun stuff.
That makes
all
me laugh.
I'm not going
to
lie, I did have a Facebook fight.
Well, yeah, I do recall a little bit of what you shared about that. I was just listening to one of the morning shows on the way to work this week, and they were talking about that very same thing, how married couples, one spouse will share something intimate or something private on Facebook for the entire universe to see. And then their little army of girlfriends, yeah, I like that, yeah, you go. And all of a sudden, something
God.
That could have been resolved simply has now become more difficult to resolve because you just shared it with the entire planet.
Yeah, that's true, too. That Facebook opens just everybody's business.
Yeah.
But at some points, I like it. It's nice to see what others are doing, and it's really nice to keep up with other people.
Oh, no doubt.
Like, I keep up with a lot of family on there, actually, more than I do most other people.
Yeah.
Which is pretty funny. And we're all farmers,
okay.
too. It's weird.
So I got a high school friend who moved out of state, and so that's the only way that I really keep in touch with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm going
Thank
to
you.
Downgrade to listener here, and... hope you have a fantastic rest of the show.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And
yeah.
thank you for calling in. I hope you enjoyed the reading.
I sure did.
I'm sure we'll have to catch up even more soon, I promise.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got my evenings open, so we'll have to make a connection here pretty soon.
Oh yeah, definitely. I have so many crazy stories.
I can't wait.
All right, man. I'll talk
All right.
to you later.
See ya. All right, take
Bye.
Care.
Bye. All right. Well, thank you, caller, for calling in. Now we do have another caller. Area code 440 and 667. We're going to put you through. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, babe.
Hey, baby. How are you? Hello.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm driving.
Anything fun?
What?
Anything fun going on tonight?
Not tonight.
No.
No, I was
you
really
texted me earlier.
What?
You texted me earlier that you were bored.
Yeah, I'm always bored.
Well, good. You can come here.
What?
You can come and talk here. Hang out one second.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Huh?
Sorry, I had to text people. They're still trying to get to the show. Okay. Would you like a reading tonight, Mr. Kevin?
Sure, because I'm just sitting here playing with my Oracle cards as well.
Ooh, would you want to give me one?
Well, Oracle cards are different than what you have.
What are they?
Oracle cards are more of a one-question type card, and they're more in-depth than tarot cards, because they're Oracle cards.
Ooh, okay, well, would I be able to ask a question?
Sure, one second.
Okay. Well, do you want me to go first? I'll give you the reading first.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds perfect. Now, what I'm doing right now is shuffling the cards for you. And
okay.
I need you, do you want a reading for the next 24 hours or the next couple days?
Couple days.
Okay. Now, what I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 9. And every time you say a number, I'm going to pick a card for you. Okay? So whenever you're ready, go ahead and start counting at 1.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
All right, perfect. Here we go. I'm going to do the revealing. First card is the heart, the star, the tower, the house, the ship, the road, the stork, the clouds, and the flowers. Aw, you have a lovely little reading. Now, what I immediately see is I see travel. Are you traveling somewhere?
No.
No? I see travel instantly. There's something new coming, a new change of direction.
I always like change.
It looks like you're something with your home life, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I see that, definitely.
Well, I have been planning to move out again.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it definitely looks like you're going to be going somewhere. And maybe you're just going to leave your home and, you know, just hit the open road and kind of stir things up. I think you're going to, this is what I feel. The first row, The first row is the heart, the star, and the tower. Now, something, your love life is going well.
Okay.
You're gaining your heart.
Oh.
I don't understand. It has to go well.
Okay.
What's going on?
I don't know. There's this new guy at work, and he's sending me mixed signals. And he don't, like, if I, when I come into work and he comes in,
mm-hmm.
Like, if I don't flirt with him, he has to make sure that he gets my attention and that he flirts with me. And mind you, we all, he told everybody there that he's straight, okay? But he won't flirt with none of the girls that work there. he only flirts with me.
Well.
And he goes, he tells me that I have 3 nicknames that I have to pick from for him to call me. And those nicknames are Pickles. No, listen. These nicknames are Pickles, Muffin, and Bambies.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How is that not good? Why aren't you absolutely living that up?
Because I don't want to scare him away.
Exactly. Why? Because it's something in the past, right?
Exactly.
Something in the past that totally changed things. But you know what? They always ended up good. You don't even need to worry about it. You always end up.
I don't know.
One. There's always more of them. They're everywhere.
I don't know.
So, okay. It's definitely taking you back from something in the past as well. Somewhere that you felt, I don't know, almost as if you're being watched. It was so... Like,
I'm always
being watched.
I'm famous.
That's right, baby. You are.
Exactly. Right.
Now we're going to go to the last row, which is the stork, the clouds, and the flowers. Well, the stork is definitely suggesting there's movement going on, as well as, oh my gosh. Oh boy. Anyways, I keep getting so many tags. Okay, the stork, the clouds, and the flowers. Now, there's movement going on, lots of moving in your thoughts, a lot of thinking, different kinds of thinking is going to come in play, definitely in the next few days. But it's going to bring out something absolutely wonderful. It's going to flower and fruit beautifully. So just, you know, keep thinking and keep in your inner thoughts and make sure it's very peaceful because you're going to have a lovely turnout. And it'll be very nice.
I hope so.
Just enjoy it. Enjoy how that is.
I know.
I know. That's the best thing to do. So, I'm ready for a question. Are you ready for me?
Okay. As I'm shuffling the cards... No, listen, I will tell you how I'm going to do this, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to shuffle the cards. And then I will tell you when I'm done shuffling the cards and you're going to ask me your question.
Okay.
And then I am going to draw the card and I will tell you what card it is. And it's only a one-card drawing.
All right. Sounds good. I'm ready.
Okay. One sec. Let me finish shuffling these cards. Okay. All right. Now, what is your question?
My question is, can it be a time period question?
Just any question at all.
Okay. When am I going to get a better job?
The card I drew was, well, actually 2 of them flipped out of the cards. So that means that you're meant to have both of these cards. Are you still there?
I'm still here. I got it.
Okay. So, the first card is Simplify Your Life, and it says to eliminate clutter from your home and work life to balance the flow of activities.
Okay. I like
that. The second card is Dream Big. Hold on. Let go of small thoughts about yourself. See yourself succeeding.
Oh my gosh, that's so great. That's totally right on. I like those.
They are my mermaid and dolphin oracle cards.
Are they really?
Yes. I bought them from Aradia's Garden.
I totally have an idea. We should set up a show and you can be a guest star and we can both talk and give people readings.
I'm down.
Would
I'm
you
not
do
a
that?
Winner for no apparent reason. I mean, come on now.
Well,
I got nothing to do on Thursday nights. Thursdays is my off day.
Well, look at that. Well, I work every Thursday at 6 in the morning, but I'm still here.
Well, I don't. I don't work at all on Thursdays. At all.
Well, that would be fun. I would like that. We could, you can get more people to call in and listen and advertise for you.
For sure.
This sounds very funny. You're a very self-confident man, I would say. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
wait, what color is your hair now?
What color is my hair now?
Yeah.
Why do you ask?
Well, I got a reading, and they said that my career is going to advance through, like, some sort of, like, happy accident through a shorter guy who's very, very self-confident and has, like, lighter hair.
Well, it is a dirty blonde now.
Is it really?
Red no more.
What?
It's not red no more. It's a dirty blonde now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's pretty weird. Oh my gosh, that gives me some ideas. Well, I think we're definitely going to have to do a show. I'm thinking maybe next show. But I'm supposed to have somebody else call in. Actually, Rachel. She's calling in to give palm readings, remember? I said something about that. Oh my
God. Do I know her?
Rachel, she's my cousin.
Oh no, then I don't know her.
No, yeah, she lives in Buffalo.
Why
is Tiffany calling me? Oh my goodness. I don't understand. She's right outside the door. Oh no, oh no, I free an X out of it. Oh, I hate when I do that. Well, I'm really excited to see where this career thing's going to go.
For sure.
I hope it goes well. Isn't that so funny that it says to dream big? That's the card I get.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure. It's so ironically coincidental.
You're such a loser.
I know, right?
Yeah, right.
So there have been any crazy things going on, like, I don't know, that you've noticed with people? I feel there's been some weird vibes going around. I felt so weird.
Yeah, I've been feeling that because, as you know, I am a witch. I practice witchcraft. I do have
yeah.
the power of empathy, which is feelings and thoughts.
Right.
And I have been getting weird vibes from people lately. Like, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I know. I feel like people are... At first, it was kind of... It felt like a rushing kind of feeling. Like, everybody's just rush, 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 rush. And, like,
see,
there's so much, like, flipping...
For me...
Go ahead.
See, for me, it was, like, an emotional... Like,
oh, yeah. Definitely. Well, this past weekend, I think it was very emotional.
Well, as you know, a couple weeks ago, it was Mercury retrograde.
Oh, yeah, but now, just the other day, on Tuesday, it went back. The Mercury retrograde is now spinning forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank God. It's been thrown.
I do not like Mercury retrograde. Fuck Mercury retrograde.
Hang on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
I had to text. Yeah, Mercury retrograde is ridiculous. And it's so funny. Do you know any Virgos? Are you close to any Virgos?
No.
No? Oh my gosh. Well, you know Marissa, right?
I think.
Mercury is Virgo's planet. I'm pretty sure. And
hold on.
What?
I will find out. I have my book right here.
Oh, okay. That would be perfect. Oh, I have some visitors. Hang on. Please hold.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, Mercury is Virgo's sign. Virgo and Gemini.
Wow.
Wow.
I know, guys. Hang on. I'm in the middle of a show. No, anyways. It really won't stay close. Yeah, it's definitely been throwing these Virgos off a lot. Oh, my
gosh. Virgos and Geminis.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that. I haven't
Mercury owns Virgo and Gemini.
Oh, we have a Cancer in the chat rooms. Oh, my gosh. Cancer is... I don't... Cancer
Aquarius, bitches.
Apparently, I did, like, a Mayan Aztec reading on me, and I have control over water signs, which I kind of like. That's pretty cool.
Well, what's your zodiac sign?
Taurus.
Taurus?
Mm-hmm.
You are actually a... You are actually a earth sign.
Yeah, exactly. Very earthy, very down to earth. Cancer.
I don't
know
why you would. I don't know why you would be in control of water.
Well, I have a very interesting makeup. Like,
unless your moon sign's Cancer.
My moon is actually in Leo. Isn't that interesting?
Then you should be for earth and fire then.
What?
You should have earth and fire. If your moon, your sun is in Taurus and your moon is in Aries or in Leo, you're an earth and a fire.
Exactly. Well, it's like my emotions are ruled by like fire, but then I'm very grounded and stable in my physical
hothead.
We all have our own interps.
Yeah.
This guy wants to know about cancers. Cancers are definitely interesting people. They have many shells and layers to them. They're very... They're more emotional, I would say, than like a Taurus, at least than myself. I don't know. Isn't that... That Brandon kid is a Cancer, I think.
Brandon, my ex-boyfriend Brandon?
Yeah, that Brandon.
He is actually... Hold on. I don't know. I really don't know what he is.
I'm pretty sure he's a Cancer.
My good old trusty Book of Shadows.
Oh, man.
I love this book. It has not let me down yet. Mm-mm.
What?
He's a Gemini.
Is he really?
Yeah, his birthday.
Oh, okay. That would totally explain it. Friggin' Two-Face.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. I haven't heard from him.
Yeah.
In a while.
Since I got that cheesy-ass pickup line.
The what?
Oh, did I tell you about the cheesy-ass pickup line that
he
gave me?
Oh, yeah, you told me about that, yeah.
The frickin' alarm clock.
He'll give you a bus ticket.
I got an alarm clock and a bus token, what's up?
Oh, by the way, I'm here with somebody that knows you, apparently.
Really?
Uh-huh.
But who doesn't know me? Bitch, I'm famous.
You're famous.
I may not be rich, but I am famous.
There you go. Well, I got to work on the rich part.
Exactly. Wait, why?
Well, you got to be rich and famous.
I'm famous, but not rich. I mean,
you.
I don't know.
Tiffany's like, oh, that's me. No, Tiff. Are you serious? You're about to go outside. Oh. I'm like,
so who knows me?
Freezer. What?
So who knows me?
This girl, Brittany. What's your last name?
Well, I just seen him at the Cosmo. I know it's her.
Brittany Wolf?
I don't know.
Saw you at the Cos before. Do you remember?
Oh, that
the
was
Cos
probably like
that?
A long ass time ago.
Well, obviously the Cos haven't been around in forever.
Damn, that's like that's long ago, man. I'm old. Damn.
You're not that old. You're not even 21 yet.
5 months, honey. Well, actually, like 4 months.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. Who in the world? I'm excited. I'm going to go get trashed.
You're going to get trashed?
Are you coming to Bounce for my 21st? You better.
When is it?
In February.
You would go to Bounce.
I'm performing on my 21st. Are you shitting on my face? I mean,
oh my god. I would have, why would I think any differently? I don't understand.
Exactly.
I was just there last weekend.
Yeah, I know, you wanted me to go, but instead you go, hey, you know, you should go to Bounce. I'm like, no, you should come over. No, I'm going to go to Bounce instead and get stuck there.
I forgot. Oh, yeah. That whole 9 yards. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. Sorry, I mean,
yeah.
A piece of chocolate. It's delicious.
Yeah, well, what are you doing for Halloween?
I don't know. I was thinking of throwing a big party.
The 23rd, to be exact.
Coming to your party?
Okay, good, because guess what?
What?
You know how on the 8th season of Charmed, Phoebe gets a husband and he's a Cupid, and his name's Coop?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, as you know, me, Tony, and my friend Sarah, that you know from my work.
Yeah.
As you know, we're being the Charmed ones.
Yes,
for
I
Halloween.
Do know this.
Well, I need a Coop.
You what?
I need a Coop. Because Tony's going to have someone be Leo, Piper's husband, and Sarah's going to have Henry, Paige's husband, so now I have to find a Coop who's Phoebe's husband, because my friend Matt fucking can't go now.
Did you look? Oh. Where the hell did you go? You need a Coop.
Yeah, I need a Coop.
Why don't you get that straight kid?
I know, I should.
You should totally recruit him. You can get him to do it.
Oh, I know I could. Babe, trust me. I know I can.
Yeah? Do you have, like, special techniques or something?
No, just all the girls hate me because I get all the cute straight dudes.
What the F? How does that even happen?
I don't know. I just have that charm. I'm charmed, bitch.
No pun intended.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. So, are you excited for the next week? Wait, now, when should we do it? Should we do it next week, maybe?
Whenever. I don't care. Whenever. You just have to let me know. I'll be like, all right, I'll be over.
Let's plan it for next week, because I'm totally down to do that. And then we'll just give, like, joint readings and... like two readings for the price of one, and it's free.
And
so what a great price.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's like a great opportunity for people to just come and get a free overview, and that's what I do. I take advantage of that and listen to a bunch of other people's shows, and I've gotten like a couple readings from people. They're really good, and people, oh my gosh, these people are so sweet. Like, they're such sweethearts.
Like, so last Wednesday, I was at this bar shooting darts, and I'm sorry, but no self-respecting psychic does palm readings. And this bitch was at this bar doing palm readings and tarot card readings and crystal ball readings. I was like, honey, if you're really a psychic, you wouldn't be doing no palm readings. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe she's just really in tune with it, and she can easily manipulate it.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't trust palm readings, though. Like, I trust my cards more than I do my palms.
They have too many variables that can happen.
Exactly. My cards are more accurate.
They are. That was really good. I like those. How many are there?
There's a 44 card deck. So there's 44 cards.
That's not bad at all. That's pretty cool.
Uh-uh.
Well, you definitely have to keep those in effect. Keep playing around with them and learn. Do you use them often?
I use them every day. I do it before I go to work and before I go to bed.
Oh, that's good. Do you do them a lot for other people?
I do. When I have people over, I ask them if they want an oracle reading.
You never done one for me before.
No, today was first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's my first time.
Wow.
That Girls Gone Wild commercial. Yeah.
I really want to buy Guys Gone Wild.
Oh my gosh, you would.
I would.
Yeah, I believe it. Oh my gosh, I'm looking at
what can I say?
What?
I said I'm a bad girl. What can I say?
I have to sneeze. Oh my goodness.
But yeah, well, if you come to the Halloween party, I have my outfit already and it's cute.
Well, that's good. I don't even know what I'm doing. I think I'm going to do my own, like, makeup and stuff. And, like, do something crazy.
Yeah, I have to freaking shave my legs for this, motherfucker. Goddamn.
You would.
I'm not shaving it. Fuck it, I'm not shaving. I'm nairing, bitch.
Oh, my gosh.
Get that new hair that stays on while you're in the shower. The only reason why it burns is when it's working. You know it's working if it burns.
Here, let's see. We have somebody asking about stuff. Let's see if we can get him to call in. Hey, Ian, in the chat room, you should come and call in and talk, and we can tell you more about cancer. And tell you, let's see if we can try and help you figure out what your moon is tonight. So if you want, just go ahead and call in. We'll be waiting for you. Oh, and I have other people that want to try and get on.
Okay, well, I'll let you go, and I love you.
Oh, you're not going to stay on?
I will, but, you know, don't you want to talk to other people?
Well, you can stay on at the same time, and, I mean, this guy is just listening to us talk, so.
Oh.
So, I mean, why not?
It's just because I'm sweet shit like that.
All right, here, let's have somebody else call in, too. 646-727-2870. I'm doing reading. Okay, he does a lot of reading, which is pretty cool.
Well, there you go.
Mean guy has yet to call in. Still waiting for him to call in. Oh, here we go. Okay, we're going to put him through. Area code 956. Hello.
Hey, Brendan.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, this is Ian.
Oh, I figured it was.
Well, I'm new to all this, about the card readings and the tarot and everything that Kevin was talking about. But
okay,
I'm really curious about what does a moon mean to a sun, and because I'm the Cancer.
Okay, now the day that you're born, you know how you have a sign, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know you have your astrological, your zodiac sign. What is it, by chance?
Cancer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I just wanted to make sure everybody knew what it was. And now, that is the position in the sky that the sun was at, where the Earth was. Okay, now, all the other planets were in a certain position, too. Now, when I say my moon is in Leo, that means that was the position, that was the sign that the moon was in, the zodiac sign of Leo. And it goes the same for all other planets. So you can get, like, a full astrological reading about everything that happened during your birthday. There's a bunch of them free online. I'm actually going to look this up for you and see if we can give you a good little overview. Let's see. But in the meantime, would you like to have a reading? Kevin, are you interested? Would you like to do a reading for him?
Sure, I can.
Okay, now Kevin, go ahead and take over while I look this up.
Okay, the cards I have are Mermaid and Dolphin Oracle cards. And with these, you're just going to ask one simple question, and it cannot be a yes or no answer. Even though there
one
is
one question.
It's one question, any question that you want.
All right, now, hey, Ian, real quick, could you type your birthday in the chat? That would be awesome. And if you do know your birth time, that would be great as well. It's not necessary, but it definitely helps.
Actually, yes,
for
it is.
More precise answers. All right, awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and whenever you're ready with your question, just let me know, and I will...
But what that question, does it have to... associated with what?
Anything. You can ask a question about your financial, state, your relationship, or your love life, about family, anything. Any question you want.
All right. Go on. Can I go?
State the question. Yep.
Am I over my hardest times, my darkest hours?
Okay. The card I drew was the worthiness card, and it says, know that you deserve to receive good in all ways. Now, with your question about I'm sorry, I lost train of thought.
All right, can I ask real quick, Ian, where you were born at?
England.
England, okay.
Let me get it. And look it up.
Okay, no, wait, okay, now, what is he... Where is it? Why is this not coming up? Kevin, what card did you draw? The worthy card?
See, now yeah, worthiness.
Now, Ian, you were wondering about a past relationship, am I correct?
No. In general, are the darkest times behind me.
Ah, okay. Well, now, see, that tells me definitely that it seems the dark times are behind you and that things are definitely going to be shaping up for you, I would think.
That's exactly what the book says, the guidebook. That's exactly what it says.
I think that you need to reaffirm that to yourself, and you need to give that to yourself. You need to let yourself have it, and this is a cool affirmation that things are definitely going to be going in the right way for you. And you need to remember to keep your head up and keep positive thoughts, of course. I'm having trouble with this birth chart. I don't understand why. Let's see. I'm looking for a good site. Kevin, do you know any good sites to get, a good birth chart?
No, I don't.
Free astrology. Let's see. Chart.
If I was at Tony's house, he's got a book about it. But I don't. I'm not at his house. I'm at mine.
Let's see. Unlimited astrology reports. Here we go. This looks like.
So Kevin, with that worthiness card, is that all it says? Is that I should be expecting more or receiving more?
You're gonna receive. Just concentrate on the good in your life, and you will receive more good. It is saying that the dark times in your life are in the past, and it's just saying to look forward to the future and receive all the good that is going to come in for you in the future.
You got to keep yourself open to it. You need to keep yourself open to all the positive that is coming because you're worthy of it, clearly.
Exactly.
And you definitely deserve it. I mean, we go through hard times, but there's always downs, but there's an up to balance that right back out. Now, real quick, can I have the city of your birth? Because it doesn't just do England.
I'm sorry, Brendan, what?
Can I have the city that you were born in?
Yeah, I was born in London, in the Royal Air Force Base.
Okay, in London. Perfect.
Did you find it?
Yeah, we're looking it up right now. It's loading. Get a full little reading. I'm on, Chaos Astrology right now.
Okay. Chaos astrology. That's
okay, so your sun is definitely in Cancer. Definitely a sensitive person. You can rely on your feelings. You have almost an intuitive knowing that you kind of get around with in life. You're good at creating receptive atmospheres and nurturing climates for people, to help people like grow and, you know, bloom and flourish into things that they're meant to be. Let's see. Your moon is in Sagittarius, which is pretty cool. You have an innate awareness of future possibilities and prospects. Religion, truth, and the world of philosophy are of great interest to you. Your knack of understanding opinions, ideologies, and how we form them makes you good at politics, too. The Sagittarian moon tends to be a more committed person to ideas, regardless of the emotional cost, than they are to people. You bring a sense of honesty to any group, are freedom-loving, independent, and at times even a trifle remote. You're not bound by your emotions and thus not much of a domestic person, preferring to align your life activities with something bigger. So that's where your moon is in Sagittarius.
And what month is that? Or what are the dates?
What? I'm sorry?
For Sagittarius, what are the dates?
The dates for a Sagittarius? Sagittarius is from November 22nd till December 21st.
Okay.
Okay. That doesn't mean that's the time. Well, that's not like the time frame that you were in or the moon was in. Because it's still for you. It's at that time. It's at that time that you were born. What else? Let's see. What else they say about your birthday? Astrological Mercury. Oh my gosh, I have a whole rundown of you. Here, I'm going to put this in the chat so that you can actually take a look at it.
Okay.
There's so much information. I think you would definitely love reading and looking that up. So go ahead.
Okay.
Now, would you like one of my readings?
I was going to ask one of your readings.
All right. Here we go. Now what I'm going to do, would you like a reading for the next 24 hours or the next couple of days?
The next couple of days. It runs into the weekend.
All right, perfect. Exactly. That's another reason why I chose to do it on Thursday night. So, all right, what I'm going to do is I'm shuffling the cards, and I need you to count in increments from 1 to 9. And every number that I say, every number that you say, sorry, I'm going to pick a card for you, okay? So whenever you're ready, go ahead and start with number 1.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
All right, perfect. Here we go. We're going to start revealing. First card is the cross, the ship, the woman, the coffin, the rider, the snake, the book, the garden, and the mountain. Okay, I'm going to explain exactly what they mean. Now, what I see is there's some kind of information you're going to be receiving, some kind of news. You got the rider in your very center card. So it suggests there's almost this knight in shining armor kind of information that you're going to be getting. Now, this first row tells me that you're definitely being watched over. Your life and destiny is in the hands of the gods. And you're going to be on some kind of trip, going somewhere to possibly see a woman. Does that resonate with you?
I'm heading back to London for the holidays.
Okay.
I have family there.
Okay. I see a very, some kind of significant woman there, I feel. There's also, I see some things ending soon. This is your next row, and you have the coffin, the rider, and the snake. Now, I do see there's an end to things, as the coffin suggests.
But it's not always bad. You know, there could be an end of one thing, but it's also a new beginning for another. So you need to always look at that silver lining, you know? It's definitely going to be some kind of news that you'll receive. And more than likely it's from some kind of person, a guy. It could be somebody that is wise, but it's also requiring that you be wise yourself and to hold your tongue a little bit. As the snake reminds us that speech is silver, but silence is golden. So hold your tongue a while for the things to pass. And now the last row we have the book, the garden, and the mountain. Now there's some kind of new information, and I feel like it's whatever has abruptly changed or will be dying, quote-unquote, if you will, you know, dying off. There's still new things to be discovered about it. It's the unopened book, if you will, so research and reading has to be done and taken into consideration. There's definitely some kind of significance between your research and somewhere that you meet publicly, somewhere that's very leisurely, and relationships between people are very interactive. And it's it could be at some big event, possibly, but it's going to be like this very strong mountain in your life. So how do you feel? How do you feel about that? Does that register with you? Does that sound like things that are coming?
I'm letting it sit. And like I said, this is new. Everything, like, this is all new. I've never been into this. I've heard about this, but
yeah.
I've been listening to your show, and people's reactions are overwhelming. So, I guess I'm overwhelmed too.
It's very, I guess it's overwhelming. It's a very interesting thing. It's a different experience. It's nice to be able to hear things from other sides and listen to intuition for once instead of just what physical has to show you. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Interesting. And thank you so much. Thank you, Kevin, as well.
You're welcome.
I think that you definitely are in store for some good times. I think, you know what, it's going to be that dying. You got to get rid of that way of thinking. You got to know that you're definitely being watched over, and everything is just, it's going to go well, definitely. You need to, you're definitely worthy of it, I promise.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. A lot better.
Thank you very much.
I do.
You're so welcome. And I hope you call in again. Let me know how that panned out for you. We'd love to talk about it and catch up.
I sure will.
All right.
I will. Thank you very much, guys.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, that was nice. Oh, my gosh. We have a bunch of callers. Are you ready for the next one? We only have 10 minutes left.
Really?
All right. We're going to go to area code 765. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Is this Scott?
Yes.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Brandon?
Good, thank you.
Good.
Now you're in, would you like a reading tonight?
Yeah.
A couple minutes left.
Well, yeah, I know. Let's just make it quick. Let's just go with one of yours.
Okay.
And I'm looking more from a medical standpoint.
Okay, okay. Now what I'm doing right now is shuffling the cards. And do you want a reading for the next 24 hours or the next few days?
Days.
Days? All right. And we're going to do a 9-card reading. What I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 9. And every time that you say a number, I'm going to pick a card for you, okay? So whenever
okay.
you're ready, go ahead and start with number one.
Okay. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine.
All right. Let's see. Start the reveal. Your first card is the moon, the road, the cross, the bird, the fox,
the clouds. Now, what I see is immediately your center card here is the Fox. Now, what that is I feel either you have something coming up that you need to act a little sly and cunning. Definitely clever. I feel there could be also a little bit of gossip about this. I'm not sure. Something also that has to do with traveling. That's
what has to do with what?
From. Traveling, going somewhere.
Okay.
That's what I get from the middle row. Now let's start at the top. We have the moon, the road, and the cross. Now, there's this beauty about the moon that gives light to many things, but only enough that leaves your imagination to be able to play around with things and form things. Now, that's important because you have some changes coming up. The road indicates change, a change of direction, but you really, it's not anything to be worried about because it's next to the cross, and this change is kind of handed over in the hands of the gods, if you will. And, you know, your destiny is being looked after. The next row is the owl, the bird, the fox, and the ship. Now, like I said, the bird represents fears and alarms, and it could be, I feel that the knights may be a little worrisome and fearful, but you need to be clever and be able to get away from that. And go some. I think that for you, researching comes up for me. Looking into things unknown. I feel like that's a great area for you. I think that's where you thrive. And then afterwards, you kind of think about it and you definitely muddle it over in your thoughts, is what the clouds suggest. Lots of thinking, lots of thinking going on in your own head.
Right.
So how does that feel for you? Does that sound like something that would be happening?
Yeah, that all sounds good. It all is pretty accurate.
Well, I think it's definitely not bad. It's very balanced. I see lots of balance. And let's see, this last row is the book, the star, and the cloud. So, like I said, the book is things that are unknown. And research suggested. But the star,
right.
Oh my gosh, this is a beautiful card. This is a very powerful, positive card. And it usually refers to, like, young at heart kind of feeling, that everything is perfect and, like, dreams come true, you know? You know, that attitude?
Right.
And it definitely is, that's why they say it resonates with the younger people a lot. And I think that you are very, very young at heart.
Yes, I am.
I think that you're a very happy guy.
Yes.
That's what I definitely see. Now, are you sure you don't want to ask a question for Kevin? We still have, 5 minutes and we'll be able to push it through.
And what can Kevin do?
If you just have, like, a specific question, he can give you a little bit of intuitive feelings that you can go with and help to try and accomplish whatever you ask. So is there anything
okay.
that you are curious about?
Well, I'm curious about all kinds of things. I don't really know. I mean, other than just what he could tell me, you know, as far as what's laying out there down the road for me from all aspects.
Can you give him a little reading, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm shuffling the cards now.
All right.
What would you like to know again?
Just what kind of things are laying out ahead of me over the next couple of years, basically.
Okay, well, as I was shuffling the cards, I got a straight card, but I don't think that involves you because it involves me.
A what card?
It was a stray card. Like, when I shuffle the cards, if a card pops out, I'm supposed to read that card because it's meant for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I hate stray cards.
I like them. I think they pop out perfectly. That just happened to me, and the heart popped out for me.
See, I don't really like stray cards because they tell me what I don't want to hear, but it's the truth.
Oh, okay, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and give him a little card. We got 3 minutes left.
All right, so he wants to know what's in store for him, basically.
Yeah, see what's ahead of this guy's path. Scott is his name.
This card looks good. It means the card says playtime. The dolphins know the importance of playing as joy creates miracles and manifestations. So it's basically telling me that you need time to get out there and just let yourself go crazy. Go play.
Definitely.
Go have fun.
Yeah. Go play. Go act like that little kid. Bring out that little kid in you. Go somewhere fun and go.
Like, go out to a bar or, you know, go do
something
for yourself.
Something you haven't done before, definitely, because that's what I see this rope suggesting. You need to change things up a bit. And with change comes good things, I promise. Definitely. That's the one thing we can always count on. The only constant is change. And when you learn to welcome that and, of course, embrace it, it becomes very fruitful in your life.
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah? Definitely.
Yes, it does.
And we'll definitely be keeping you in our positive thoughts.
All right. What's that?
Thank you very much for calling in. We only have a minute left here.
All right, man.
So hopefully you'll be able to call in next week.
Yeah.
All righty.
I'll try to keep in contact with you.
All right,
I'll
man,
try to keep in contact with you, man.
All right. Have a good night.
All right, brother. Bye.
All right. Well, thank you for doing the readings. Next week, that sounds pretty good. So I'll be talking to you later.
Let me know what's up.
All right, hon. Well, thank you very much, and we'll talk later. Hopefully you'll all see Kevin back here again. Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, that was absolutely wonderful. I had a fun time this evening, and look at that. We have two readings now that you can get. You can ask a question, and you can get an overall look at see how things are going to pan out for you. Now, you know, if you want to hear about how your night's going to go the next day, maybe the next few days, definitely love to give you a little reading and see what's in store for you. Definitely here to help, and I'm always here to talk. So, again, thank you all for coming in tonight. I had a lot of fun. Things turned out a little differently than planned, but that's why there's always Plan B, so thank God, right? And, let's see, I wanted to leave you with a song, but oh my gosh, we've just been chatting away. So we're just going to save it for next week. And save all the with other people calling in. They wouldn't. There's 14 seconds left. You guys are silly. Well, guys, again, thank you very much for showing up at Thirsty Thursdays. I look forward to talking to you next week at 11 o'clock. Love and light to you all.